Back before the Great Recession, Governor Eliot Spitzer put together a long-range plan for what was called foundation aid so that districts would know a few years in advance how much state aid they could count on. Then the economy went south and the foundation crumbled. School districts, teachers' unions, and parent groups have been fighting ever since to recover the cash they lost in the economic mess, totaling more than $4 billion, and they want it now. Buffalo alone would gain $91 million if all that money rained down. BTF President Phil Rumor was outside State Senator Chris Jacobs' office yesterday demanding the cash.
The governor's budget does away with the existing formula. What that means is that the money that's owed to us, the $1 billion, is no longer owed to us. So the governor and the Senate's budget does away with the existing formula, which means that that money that's owed to us disappears.
Senator Jacobs says there is a lot more money coming in the new budget, with the totals clear once there is a final budget. In a written statement, the Buffalo Republican says he opposes changing the foundation aid formula. Besides demanding the $91 million, the activists also don't want the spending cap on charter schools removed by Albany, since that would cost Buffalo schools nearly $6 million more. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.